Unit 6, page 62. Culture. Exercise 2.
Green solutions around the world. The Netherlands. Can a ban on cars help business? In the mid-70s, there was a problem in the city of Groningen in the Netherlands. Lots of people used the highway in the city, and there were too many cars. This caused a lot of traffic jams. The city council decided to replace the highway with green areas, pedestrian areas, bike paths, and bus lanes. They stopped cars from parking in the town square and discouraged cars from entering the city. At first, store owners said they would lose customers, but they didn't, and soon businesses and stores that were not in the car-free zone wanted the city council to expand it. Today, 61% of trips taken in the city are done by bicycle. The city is full of places for bikes to park, and most buildings have bicycle garages. As a result, today, Groningen has the cleanest air of any big Dutch city. Mexico. Can a wood-burning stove really be environmentally friendly and still be efficient? People in many countries still rely on open fires. Although the fires help people cook and stay warm, the smoke and gas can cause illnesses. They also use precious fuels, such as wood or coal. The so-called Patsari stove uses less wood, and so it improves both air quality in the home and family health. The stove was developed in Mexico. It is made of sealed together brick stones, so no gas can come out from the stove. The stones heat up when somebody lights a fire underneath, and the back of the stove is attached to a chimney, which takes the smoke out of the home. Health studies show that families with a Patsari stove get 30% fewer lung infections and 50% fewer eye infections. Ecuador. Can a camera trap program help save a nature park? The Vigao River Nature Park is located between the Amazon forest and the Andes. It is a beautiful area and is home to many different animals and birds. However, human activity has had a negative effect on the wildlife that lives there. Many animals and birds are endangered because of loss of habitat and hunting. To show people how wonderful the nature park is, the Sumac Muyu Foundation set up camera traps around the park. These traps record a video whenever an animal enters a certain place in the park. It shows where they are in the park, and it studies changes in behavior caused by humans. The camera traps have been in the nature park since 2014. They have collected hundreds of hours of video showing wildlife, and the material is being used to help fight new building projects in the protected land.